حذيفة رضي الله عنه. He used to say, كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير، وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني. People used to ask رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم about the خير, about good. And I used to ask him about evil so I can avoid it. So tonight, we will talk about an evil act that not too many people know how evil it is. And that evil act is called tatfif. In Arabic, it's called tatfif. What does tatfif mean? Or before that, this act is so evil that Allah Azza wa Jal named the surah after it and started the surah by saying, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ
وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
سورة named after the people who do this act and started by wail, and we will explain what does that mean. What does tatfif, the general act, what does it mean? It is when you are in the receiving end, you demand your rights, and when you are in the giving end, you overcharge people. You shortchange people and you give less than it what is required. You shortchange people and you give less than what is required. That whole thing together is tatfif. This was so prevalent in Medina that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anh said that was one of the reasons the surah was revealed. And mainly, tatfif is mainly in measurement and in weight, in measurement and in weight. This is what tatfif in general mean. Now, this act, it has punishment in the dunya and in the akhirah. In the dunya, Rasulullah ﷺ said in a long hadith, he said, when people start cheating with the mikyal, cheating with the weight, three things will happen. When people start cheating with the weight, three things will happen. Number one, famine will take place, high cost of living, and oppressive rulers will be assigned to them. Tyrant will run their countries. And we are witnessing all three. The punishment in the hereafter is like Allah said in the beginning of the surah, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. وَيْلٌ has two meanings. First meaning is, while in general, it's not good. It's a severe punishment. And the other meaning of while, it's a wadi in Jahannam. It's a pit in the hellfire where if you put all the mountains of the earth, they will melt in it. While. And that is dedicated to the one who practiced tatfif. So we really need to know what is tatfif in order to avoid it. طيب. Now tatfif in Arabic, tatfif, Khalid, what tatfif means? There are two Khalids. What does tatfif mean? Jum'ah. Tatfif. Khafif, light. يعني قليل. Tatfif means قليل. So imagine, ya akhwan, if wail is for قليل, can you imagine the one who does kathir? What is his punishment? وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Give me an example, Sheikh. I'll give you an example. Somebody has a 50 kilo bag of sugar. It says 50 kilo. He took not 5 kilos off, half a kilo. طفيف. شيء بسيط. He took a little bit and he sold it as 50 kilo. هذا مطفف. This is a مطفف. You ordered 5,000 pieces of an item from me without telling you, without telling you. And I know I gave you 4,993. Not 4,600. No. طفيف. Little bit. I took off a little bit thinking I am shrewd businessman. I'm very smart. When I buy things from China and I put made in Italy, tatfif. When I sell an item that is about or already expired, change the expiration date. Tatfif. Anta mutaffif. You are a mutaffif. These are some examples of tatfif. And this sin, and that's why we're discussing it, it is not restricted to weight and measurement. It can be in any form. It can be in any form of our daily life. Let's explain. In general, anyone who asks for his rights and does not give his dues is a mutaffif. So the question is, and I really want you to open your ears and your heart and focus. This is an extremely important topic that's hardly discussed. Are you a mutaffif? Somebody will say, Sheikh, I have nothing to do. I'm an IT guy. I'm a doctor. I'm a physician. Listen up, Habibi. Listen. Okay, let's start with the one that's probably most common. Husband and wife. Husband and wife. When the husband asks his wife for all his rights and he shows her a hadith, if you don't do this, the malaika will make la'na for you all night, and he's not giving his dues, he's a mutaffif. And when the wife and the man is doing everything he's supposed to do and she's not doing her dues to her husband, she is a mutaffifa. She is a mutaffifa. The husband is doing everything he's supposed to do. He's taking care of the bills, respecting her, honoring her. And in return, she curses him, she puts him down, she leaves the house without his permission. She's a mutaffifa. He's doing his dues. And he's giving her her rights, but she's not. Mutaffifa. My beloved brother, we want always to be the best. Tayyib. This is for the brothers and the sisters. Ya Rasulullah, who is the best man? The best man. The one who's best to his wife. Allahu Akbar. The one who's best to his wife. Treat that wife, that amana that Allah and the parents entrusted you with, treat her with respect and honor, and the way you would like your daughter to be treated with your in-laws. Ya akhwan, if I tell you the problems in the community, I don't want to shift from the topic, but I have to say, 20-something years listening to marital problems. Okay? If you ask me, Sheikh, summarize from all your years of experience, what is the number one reason for divorce? Or the most common reason for divorce? Are you ready? Are you ready for the shock? In-laws. In-laws. Can you imagine? The people who love you the most are the main reason for divorce. Because of the interference and every single thing, because of putting the culture above the deen in many of our cultures. We all know that. So my sister, who is the best woman? Ya Rasulullah, You see, my sister, please, do not listen to social media to define who is the best wife. Do not listen to the news, CNN and Fox, to tell us who's the best wife. Listen to the best man who ever created to tell us who's the best wife. Right? Ask the one who you beg Allah for him to intercede for you on the day of judgment. Ask him, who's the best wife, Ya Rasulullah? Ask the one that you beg Allah to be in his company on the day of judgment. Ask the one who never lies. He will give you the best definition. Who is the best wife? Could it come from any better source? طيب, Ya Rasulullah, who is the best wife? Many sisters, they got upset with the speaker. They forgot that the speaker, all he's doing is quoting Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. If he was here, عليه الصلاة والسلام, and you ask him that question, he would say, the best woman is the one when her husband looks at her, he's pleased. When he looks at her, he's pleased. تسره إذا نظر إليها. She's always taking care of herself externally and internally. Second, when he gives her a command, she obeys. Allahu Akbar, forget about the sisters in the community. Ya Sheikh, you're telling us to obey our husbands? Ya Akhti, Ya Ayuni, I'm not telling you anything. I'm just telling you what your beloved told us to tell you. You obey your husband. This is a statement that people hate. They get upset. If my husband is doing everything that he's supposed to do, my sister, do you know that obeying him is an act of worship? And you obey him when he is asking you to obey Allah. If he ever asks you to disobey Allah, this is where the obedience stops. لا طاعة لمخلوق بمعصية الخالق. No obedience to any creation while disobeying the Creator. The husband is taking care of everything. Kind, loving, caring. Allahu Akbar. How would the house become a beautiful household when everybody knows their rights? When everybody knows their rights and knows their dues. And then you will have a peaceful home. The home that Allah promised that there is in it mawadda and rahmah, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. You will feel the sakina when you go home. I'm not going to tell you raise your hands, but how many people now would love or cannot wait to go home? Turn off the camera. Sheikh, I want to sleep here. Is there i'tikaf tonight? Subhanallah, our homes became like, you know, like a battlefield. She doesn't want him to come home. He doesn't want to go home. Why? Why? Where is the sakina that Allah promised? Where is it? We must have done something. We must have done something because it was there. It came with the package. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. So, if any of the spouses, if the wife, similarly, I'm not talking only about the husband, the wife is doing everything possible, respectful, taking care of everything and also raising righteous children, everything. And the husband is abusing her. He's a mutaffif. As a matter of fact, I spoke about this in a khutbah by itself. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, hadith is in Bukhari, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَرِهَ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثٍ أُخُوكِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ وَوَأْدِ الْبَنَاتِ وَمَنْ عَنْ وَهَاتِ. Allah hated three things for you. Disobedience, and specifically to the mothers. Burying your daughters alive. And the third one, our shahid. Man'an wahat. You do not give your dues and hat. Give me my rights. What did the hadith said? Started with? Harrama alaykum. It's haram. It's haram. Harrama alaykum. Look, it came with the disobedience of the mothers. It came with burying the daughters alive. Look how deep it is. Man'an wahat. Man'an, tamna your Jews and hat. Give me my rights. That is a mutaffif. The employee, when he is being paid to go from 9 to 5, he goes from 10 to 4, and during the whole time he's on his phone. Mutaffif. And when it comes to his paycheck, if it was short $10, he raises hell. Mutaffif. The mechanic, when you go to him and you only need one thing and he gives you a huge list of stuff that you do not need and you do not know, mutaffif. The parent, when he requests from his children to obey him and respect him and be good and kind to him, and he never taught them their deen, he never taught them anything about Islam, mutaffif. And the kids, who has drained their parents of everything, and they raise their voice and disrespect them and dishonor them, mutaffifin. The taxi, and that happens in a country I'm not going to mention. The destination is right where Munir is standing, right there. It's right at the end of the... He takes me to Kroger and then brings me back to Munir. That's a mutaffif. Ya Habibi, I guess you know the country. Huh? We all been there. So, Ya Akhi, last time I went to the other guy, it was very close. What happened? It's like half an hour now. Subhanallah. Huh? Yeah. So, all this is tatfif. All this is tatfif. And Allah said, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Now, and it happens a lot, you hire somebody to do some work at your house. And unfortunately, this is a problem in our Muslim communities. I hired Brother Haroon and I said, Haroon, how much does it take to fix all these things in my house? He said $1,000. After he finished everything, I said, come on, we are Muslim brothers, he's 800. We agreed on 1,000. We agreed. And after he finished and perfected everything he has to do, I gave him only 800. It's tatfif. He fulfilled his right and you did not give your dues. And listen to this very scary hadith. It's also in Bukhari. ثلاثة أنا عدوهم يوم القيامة. Allah is saying, there are three kinds of people. I am their opponent on the day of judgment. Who can afford for Allah, مالك يوم الدين, to be his opponent on the day, on the day of judgment? Who can afford it? One of those people is a person, Rasulullah said, a person that you hired and he fulfilled his job and you did not give him his pay. Unfortunately, this is very common in Dubai, in the Emirat. When I used to live there, all these, subhanAllah, our brothers that work there in 120 degrees heat, outside, in construction, when they come to pray with us in the masjid, they used to tell me stories that blow your mind. Sheikh, 3 months I haven't got paid. 3 months I did not get paid. And we all know that the money, the countries that they're sending the money to, the people are in dire need. And what are we talking about? 1,000, 2,000 riyal a month. This is exactly what Rasulullah said. Allah is your opponent. If someone finished their job and you did not give them their dues. Tayyib, I will finish with the worst kind of tatfif. The worst kind. I want free oxygen. I want a house. I want health. I want children. I want spouse. I want all this. I'm asking and I don't pray. I don't give my zakat in full. For 10 years I've been qualified to go to Hajj and I keep delaying it. Tatfif with the Creator. That's the worst kind of tatweef. Any human being, imagine that we have to go every single day and order oxygen to survive for the day. If I do not pay the guy, he's not going to give me my supply of oxygen for the day. Does Allah do this to us? While the person is drinking alcohol, his heart is beating. While he's gambling, he's breathing. During the act of disobedience, Allah is still blessing them. This is the worst kind of tatfif. You ask Allah for things, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, and then in return, you don't give your dues to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, a million times, I repeat this all the time, alhamdulillah, that Allah does not treat us the way we treat each other. Wallahi. We, with our own children, my child took this car somewhere that is wrong, I'll take the car away from him. But Allah Azza wa Jal, if I don't pray Fajr at all, I don't wake up in the morning with one arm, with one leg, with one eye. Keeps giving me. That's the name, Al-Halim. Al-Halim, it means he keeps giving you chances. He can punishes you, but he keeps giving chances. Maybe, 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 maybe. So, if someone approaches your daughter for marriage and he does not pray, do you think a person that has no khayr to Allah is going to have khayr to your daughter? 35 minutes he does not have for the person who gave him everything. He's going to have respect and honor for your daughter? Wallahi, be careful. Many people are being fooled by doctor and PhD and accountant and Harvard and MIT and all this, and the deen is zero. Remember the story I told you? And a very righteous, pious man approached a girl in marriage. But he is not that, he's okay. He can manage. The father refused. And a very wealthy, highly educated man approached, but he does not know anything about the deen. And he approved. And when the father was asked, Ya Habibi, how did you approve? What did he say? Inshallah, Allah will guide him. So why didn't you say about the first one, inshallah, Allah will give him rizq? Our priorities are messed up. And then we wonder, Sheikh, they're getting a divorce. You started wrong. You started this beautiful, amazing new life wrong. You did not take by the advice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If a man has deen and akhlaq, both, not deen only, not akhlaq only, both, give him your daughter. Otherwise, if I don't do that, Ya Rasulullah, what happens? Fasadun arid. Deep, heavy corruption on earth. Corruption. We are living it. We are living this hadith. So, Ya Akhwan, إذا كان تطفيف مع البشر له عذاب شديد فما بالك بالتطفيف مع رب السماوات والأرض. If committing tatfif with a human being, you get wail. How about committing tatfif with the Creator? If with a human being, you get wail, a pit in the hellfire. So why do we fall into this tatfif? Why do we fall into this? Continue the ayat. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. This is the main reason why people fall into tatfif. Because they forgot that there will come a day and they have to report to Allah. They forgot. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ They for. I'll give you an example. We are sitting here. Let's assume we are sitting here in this room and we are all taking an exam. Okay? And Basir and Rahim are in the other room with cameras and Munir and all the guys with security. They're watching in another room. They're watching us. Okay? And then I took my phone and I know, we all know that we are being watched. I took my phone and I started cheating. And then I started asking, do you know the answer for this? And the guys in the other room, they're saying, doesn't he know that we're watching? Wallahi, it's exactly the same thing. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ Don't you know that if you mistreat your wife, mistreat your husband, mistreat your parents, cheated in your business, don't you know that there's a day you're going to report? Literally, the security guys are sitting, what's wrong with this guy? He knows that we're watching. We all know that Ar-Raqib is watching. So, may Allah keep us away from this evil act of tatfif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our relationship with our spouses. May Allah bring love and mercy and tranquility between us and our spouses. May Allah fill our homes with love and mercy. May Allah protect our children. May Allah protect our children. May Allah protect our children. May Allah keep them steadfast on this deen. May Allah keep them steadfast on this deen till the day they meet Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah keep us united in this community. May Allah purify our hearts to one another and make us love one another only for His sake. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I will see you all. Who's coming to Fajr at 6 a.m. tomorrow? Who's coming to Fajr at 6 a.m.? See you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما